Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. And so I want to really focus in on being super intentional, being super aware of your behaviors, being super aware of how you wake, what are the things, being a creator and really focusing in on things that you want, just being open to the unexpected for the day, it's like, think about when you were a kid. If your mom says, hey, I'm going to take you somewhere special today. Like, or whoever was your guardian, like, I'm going to take you somewhere special today. Well, you're freaking excited. Like, through the roof excited, like, what is it that my mom or whoever my guardian is going to do for me today? Like, super focused, super excited, like, I'm excited to get up. Like, you go put your own clothes on. If your mama's used to dressing, you go dress yourself. You'll put mismatched clothes on. You'll put your shoes on the wrong foot. You'll do all of these things in anticipation, like, oh my God, you know, I'm going somewhere special today because my guardian or my parents are going to bring me somewhere special today. Think about if you can apply that same behavior, if you can think about, you can create that same thing in your life when you wake up. Think about that for a second. Like, people say, well, if you find something that you're super passionate about, then you'll never feel like you work a day in your life and you'll always want to get up and go to work. Nonsense. Because people can't identify their passions. If they can't identify their passion, they'll be living in it already. You know? So if they knew what their passion was, they'll live in it. But because they don't know, you're telling them, hey, you need to find out your passion so you can wake up and be enthusiastic and be excited. Well, if you don't know it and nobody's told you, you haven't identified and you haven't been aware of it and you're not aware of it, then you're just going to struggle. So you got to throw some things in there that's going to get you excited. And I get excited about knowing that there's some possibilities for me and there's some opportunities that are present and ready for me every single day I wake up. That I'm waking up not thinking of what I think I know is going to happen today. I'm waking up knowing that, you know what, there's going to be some great opportunities for me. Now I have to be looking for those things. Now it's causing you to shift how you think in your mind, and it shifts on your perspective. And now you're looking for opportunities opposed to waiting for the negative to hit you and or waiting to sit and be in your present moment where it's negative and all the phone calls and everything and all the tasks and all the things that you got to do on a day-to-day basis. So I think that's super important, is that if we can start when we wake up and saying, okay, you know what? Tomorrow's going to be a great day. Tomorrow, I'm expecting the unexpected to happen to me. I don't know what that is, but that's outside of my control. But here's what I can do. You see what I'm saying? And you say, you know what? Instead of hitting that snooze button 5 times, I'm going to hit it 2 times. Or instead of hitting it 2 times, I'm going to hit it only once. Instead of hitting it once, I'm going to not hit it at all, and I'm just going to wake up. But define why it is that you want to do that in the first place. You decide that, not let your body decide that. You decide that. Because what happens, we create these habits that a lot of them are not meaningful. We want the habits that make us more money. Those are the things that are most meaningful for us. But think about the habit of brushing your teeth. You never think about how you brush your teeth. You just brush your teeth. You never think about when you go to the bathroom in the morning. You never have to think about that. You just go. You never think about what you drink or if you got to have your coffee in the morning. You just go fix your coffee. Like, you do all these little bitty habits that you're not really focused on. But those things are habits. Those are things that you are doing, your body is doing. So your body is the extension of, is your unconscious mind. And so in order to shift and change these things, that you have to now become intentional and consciously aware. Now you begin to live in the present moment. So for those that are taking notes, how you live in the present moment is being consciously aware of where you are right now in the present state of mind and in the present moment. And it's in that moment that you now begin to take back control, and you're not just doing things from habits that you picked up unconsciously. You're now becoming aware of those things. So it's like you may be in a car driving around. I see Caitlin and them driving around in the car, and my boy looking cool over there, DePaul, got his nice shades on, bro. You know, and you're driving around in the car and your favorite radio station's on and you're driving and you're going to a destination and you don't even remember how you got there. You enjoyed some music, but you don't even remember what music you listened to. It was just like all a big blur because you weren't even aware of it. But you have to get in, you have to be intentional. Say, you know what, I'm going to listen to my audiobook instead of, or I'm going to listen to a podcast instead of listening to my favorite station. If you're not aware of that and you're not intentional about that, you're going to continue to do the same exact thing. So I want you to think about it for a second. What is it in your life that you continually do the exact same thing? Like you're doing the same thing. It's that cycle that I was talking about early on. It's like, okay, well, I'm not getting the results I want to get in my sales calls. I'm not getting the results that I want to get in my relationships. I'm not getting the results that I want to get in my finances and in my resources or my opportunities. Okay, then think about what it is that you can do differently, but you have to become aware of those things. You have to be consciously aware and you have to be intentional about focusing in on them, on those things. Like they're super important. Okay, I think I beat that up. I think I beat that topic up. But I think the next thing is that what's going to happen whenever you do that is that you're going to be really uncomfortable. And you're going to have to be okay with being uncomfortable. Because here's what happens when we're uncomfortable. Our body says, I want us to get back into comfort zone. And so here's the biggest thing. A lot of Christians will say this, well, I don't feel peace about this. I don't feel comfortable about this. Or they'll say, I need a sign for this. And so if the sign doesn't happen and what currently or continuously continues to happen, you say, well, that's what's supposed to happen. And now you feel comfortable again. Doesn't mean it's the right decision. It just means that, hey, I'm comfortable with what I've been going through for the last how many years. I'm back where I've started and I'm comfortable with that. But in order to change, it takes you make decisions that are not comfortable. You live in environments, you create environments that create and birth things that make you very uncomfortable. Because if you continue to live comfort, if you choose comfort, you're choosing the same cycle. Don't tell me and don't tell yourself you want to shift your cycle or change your cycle if you're choosing comfort. Like that's key. Don't choose comfort if you want to be outside of your cycle. Like if you want to, don't choose it. Like if you don't want to change, then don't choose it. Don't do that. Don't lie to yourself. But I want you to know, like you're going to have to be comfortable with the uncomfortable situations. And that's now going to create, because when opportunities present themselves, instead of questioning the opportunity or, you know, or predicting what the opportunity or anticipating what the opportunity, the what ifs on the opportunity, and before you talk yourself out of it, if you can be comfortable right, if you can be comfortable with the uncomfortable right now, when that opportunity shows up, you'll be better able to make the decision when it does show up. I had a talk the other day with somebody. So they were literally praying for an opportunity. They were praying for a new opportunity in a job. And been doing that for a while now and passed up a couple opportunities. So this particular one was one of the biggest ones that opportunities that they received. And so calls me up. He asks me about it, you know, because he didn't get his sign. He's been praying. He didn't get his sign. And look, this is no knock against Christians. And look, I'm a Christian and I pray for those things as well. However, I believe that God sends me opportunities that I'm ready for and I take them. Anyway, so this guy calls me and he says, you know, I'm just, you know, I've been praying about it. I just don't know which way I should go. So now he's calling me. And so I walk him through it. I said, so tell me what you're praying about. What is it that you really are praying about? What do you desire? So he gave me his financial goals. He gave me, you know, the type of leadership he wants. And so I said, okay, well, what's different from what you're doing now to where you're going? And he was able to give me that. And I said, so what's stopping you from taking that? Like, you prayed for an opportunity. It shows up. But it doesn't show up like you anticipated it. It didn't show up like you could predict it, but it made itself available. So why are you questioning it now? Why not just take it? It's because it was uncomfortable. And it didn't come on a plate of how he predicted it would show up. You see, it came in an avenue that he didn't see it coming. But because he didn't see it coming, because he couldn't predict it and he had no control over it, now he's like, okay, I don't know if I should take it. Because what if this happens now? What if this wasn't? What if this is not for me? And so all the what ifs put him in a place of now I have to have a sign in order to move forward. But once I talked through it with him, he had everything, like he knew what he needed to do. He knew the comparisons. He knew what he prayed for. And I'm saying, dude, you pray for this. This is showing to have that opportunity for you. Take it. If not, then it passes you up and then somebody else gets that opportunity that was meant for you. You see, it's the same thing in our lives that we can apply in our own life, is that we have these opportunities for growth. We have these opportunities to invest. We have these opportunities to do. We have these opportunities to change, but we allow them, we pass them over because they don't come in the form of how we anticipate it or we predict it. And then that puts us back in the cycle. So I want to encourage you guys that you have to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. Like, when you're uncomfortable is where you need to be, because that's where the change is taking place. That's where something new has the opportunity to birth. And when something new happens, a new self presents itself. What you thought about yourself, what you anticipated how you were going to react, and what you thought you were going to do, now something new happens and you say, wow, I didn't realize I had that in me. I didn't realize I had that courage. I didn't realize I had that confidence. I didn't realize I had that, you know, that gumption to move and do that. But that only happens whenever you're in that state of uncomfortability and you're in a place of uncertainty that is not predictable to you, that is not in the what ifs, and now you have to act. That's super key. And so if we can do those two things, if we can live in that present mind, if we can become intentional, if we can be okay with the uncomfortable and understand that opportunities, it's very rarely that these opportunities that present themselves are uncomfortable. They're not going to always be comfortable. More likely, they're going to be uncomfortable. But we have to update our version of how we see life and how we see opportunities. We have to update our version and how we see life and see opportunities. And I'll tell you why I said that. That's crazy that I just said that. Because we update our versions through what we see somebody else went through. We update our versions and what has happened in the past. But if we can say, you know what? If you want to be wealthy, okay, but you live a life of lack, well, that's not okay. Like, you have to understand, okay, if I want to be this, then who's doing that and who's doing that right and successful? Let me go gain knowledge on that. Let me go and pursue more knowledge on that. So if you're saying I want to lead a successful business, well, leading a successful business means you have to improve in leadership skills. Okay, so then the next question is who is a great leader that is leading and there is a top leader in their industry? Go buy that book and go learn about them. So now that gives you new tips and it jump starts your imagination of what the possibilities are for you in the future. Not from what the past, what the experiences you had in the past or what you learned from past bosses that were not the best leaders. Look, you can literally disagree with a leader that you had, but still pick up the qualities and actually use those qualities in the future in your current leadership positions. How do I know that? Because I've been through that. Like, I'm telling you, like, I would literally be sitting in board meetings and I'll be talking about things and I'll be like, wait a second, that's not me. That's from my old leader that I didn't agree with. But I picked it up and I used it because I didn't gain new knowledge and because all I had to do was go back to the past because I wasn't studying and getting new knowledge and creating new imaginations for myself. I just fell back into the old because I didn't have anything new. And so I want to encourage each one of you is that whatever it is that you want to win in and you want to be successful in or you want to have progress in is that you got to gain new knowledge in that area. And we're in a world with social media, we allow it to dictate our temperament. We allow it to do a lot of things in our life. Why don't we use it for bettering us and jumpstarting our imagination for where it is that we want to go and what it is that we want to do and how we want to do it? Like we have it. It's how we use it is where it separates each one of us. And so for me, the technology is I have the ability in my hand to pick up a podcast and hear somebody else's story that's going to encourage me as where I am currently in my life and help me to keep moving forward and not fall back into the past. To keep my creative thinking, my imagination going and not focus or not be in the past moment. And that's the key. So where you lack confidence is where you lack knowledge. That's as real as it gets. So if you're in an area in your life where you're not confident in, it's because you don't have the knowledge. Think about that for a second. Where you lack knowledge is where you're going to lack your confidence. So if you're saying, I want to start a business, I want to launch a business, and you're hesitant in doing that, it's because you didn't get the knowledge that it takes. If you knew something, how confident are you whenever you know something? It's like a sport. If you go play a sport, you go try for the first time, you're super nervous, not confident in yourself. You don't even know what your abilities are. But a year into that sport, and you go for the next try the next year, and you've made the starting team, and you are a high performer, and you knew what you were capable of, you're walking in saying, why do I have to try out? I'm going to make the team. You see, it's two different confidence. Same thing with that phone call. When I got to make that next call. You know, it's never easy to make the next call. It's never easy to go make that next relationship or to pick up that next book. It never is. But in that book and in those relationships and in those different things, will be more confident for you. But those are decisions that you have to make. But if you focus on, look, it's the most time-consuming thing in your life is focusing on the past. It just puts you to sleep. And your 1 year turns into 5 years, 5 years turns into 10 years. And so that is the best way to waste time or to allow time to get past you is focusing on the past. So wrapping up, and I'll open it up for you guys. We were right at 12:40. We have about 20 minutes to have a discussion. Is that you have to live in the present mind. It's super important to live in the present moment and the present mind. And when you do that, you're now opening up possibilities and opportunities for you and expecting those different things to happen for you in your life. But if you live with the what ifs, if you live trying to control and anticipate and what's going to happen, or go from your current perspective that was formed from somebody else or something else or other situations or circumstances, then you're just going to stay in the cycle. And you have to be able to invest in yourself. You know, a super key is investing in yourself and waking up early and sitting yourself down, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Sitting yourself down and disconnecting and saying, hey, I want to be in the present moment right now. Not what everybody's doing on social, not what somebody else told me to do, but sitting and saying, you know what? I'm disconnecting from all of that and I'm gathering my thoughts and I want to live in this present moment and say what it is that I want to anticipate for today. I'm expecting the unexpected. I'm expecting the positive, the things that I want to happen to me in my life. Here's what I want to do for me. Here's how I want to conduct myself. Here are the things that I'm going to work on today. That's investing in yourself. That's not, I love myself. Yeah, that's good. That's great too. But it's going to be telling yourself and being intentional and saying, you know what, I'm going to do these things today. And why? It's because of what it matters to me the most. And sow the next seed. That's super important. As we develop ourselves, we're giving away the things, the new knowledge that we gain, the confidence that we gain. It's not for arrogance. It's not for superiority. It's not for dominance. It's for giving it to the next person. And I think if each one of us can operate in this way, then the world becomes a better place. Then all lives really, truly matter. You know what I'm saying? Like all the stuff that we see on the main media and all the drama and all the chaos, if we can live in the present moment and continue to become the best person we can be and sow the next seed, everything begins to change. So
thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I want to ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.